Extra, extra. Maria Menounos, my ex-girlfriend in my mind.
You were into her for a long time.
I know, but we're still friends in my mind.
What's with the ex part? What happened?
Maria, hello?
Good morning.
Hey, Maria.
I don't know if I told you this last time you were on the show, but that we dated in my head.
Yeah.
He does this weird thing where he will find a girl that he cannot stop thinking or talking about, and then in his you become his imaginary girlfriend, and I told him it's insane. It's an insanity thing.
Is that why you chose not to come in here today? Because I'm a crazy person?
Yeah, she's available, but she's like, can we do a phoner? Smart move, by the way.
I watched somebody do that on Hoarders. So we might have to worry about you, Frank.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you ever do get the chance to come by, I swear I'll be a gentleman if you actually can sit in this chair over here and I can just stare at you for 15 minutes.
You couldn't handle yourself.
I couldn't handle myself.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
She's too beautiful.
I would love to see what coming in would be like.
Seriously. I'd just be drooling and, you know. Snot bubbles. It wouldn't be pretty.
Yeah.
But you are in a relationship, right? Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Is it a boyfriend or more than that?
Yeah, it's kind of weird to call him my boyfriend because we've been together for so long. And then if I call him my partner, people think I'm a lesbian. So
right, which let's be honest, who'd hate that, huh?
I know, right? So then it gives people the wrong impression, yeah. And then, and then I'm in a whole other clique. So I'm like, more people to love.
That is weird. It's weird, like, if you've been with somebody a super long time, like, if you've been together 15 years, you do feel it. Because you hear boyfriend or girlfriend, you're like, oh, we've been together, you know, year and a half. But if you've been together 15 years, it is so beyond that. Because there almost needs to be a word for that.
Absolutely.
Are you going to get married, you think? Or are you totally happy not?
I think we will, yeah. I mean, it's one of those weird things where, like, fish. We flip and we flop every day on kids, on marriage.
Oh, I'd love to see you pregnant.
He does love pregnant women,
I would love to see you pregnant.
You don't want to see me pregnant?
No, I would love it. I love pregnant girls.
Oh, okay.
Maria Menounos would be one of those girls that like doesn't gain weight anywhere. She just have that little volleyball on the front, you know.
Oh, honestly, Heidi, no.
Really?
I'm gonna be a bowling ball.
But like, do you have sisters?
No, but I know
your mom. Maybe.
I know me.
I know me.
40 pounds heavier. I will eat like an animal. I feel like so. I'm gonna have to really be careful.
I don't believe you because I heard that you worked at like Dunkin' Donuts for 5 years and you still have the body that you have.
I know, but you know what? I got bigger and bigger every year working there.
How can you not? What's the biggest you think, the most you've ever weighed, you suppose? Or have you ever had 20 more pounds on your body?
No, I was almost hitting 160 pounds at one point.
160?
Easy now. But you're tiny, right? You're short, right?
No, I'm 5'8".
Oh, you are? You're my height. Oh, and you say 160 is bad, huh?
160 was her max.
That's actually my max. Is that you know when?
That's your goal.
Well, no, I want to. My goal is to get to 140. But I always said that 160. Like I think every woman has that thing where you go, okay, it's creeping up on me. 160 is when I gotta say, okay, enough already. And you got up to that when you're working at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, well, because I loved eating.
160, damn.
And you know.
Maria Menounos is on the phone with us from Extra. Are you going to be at Baskin-Robbins today? Is that what I heard?
I am. I'm actually going to be at the Baskin-Robbins in Burbank because we're launching, you know, the Keurigs?
I love those. Yeah, I have two of them. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts is now selling their coffee in the K-Cups, so we're launching that today. On Victory Boulevard in Burbank at the Baskin-Robbins. So I'm excited. Anytime Dunkin' Donuts does anything, any kind of launch on the West Coast, they always have me come out and do it because they know I'm, you know, a dedicated former employee that loves them. And
do you still have the uniform, the Dunkin' Donuts outfit?
You know, I don't, but I have my name tag. I kept that.
So what is your...
I should bring that in.
You should.
Oh, my gosh. I totally should bring that in today.
And what ice cream flavor, obviously you're going to be at Baskin-Robbins, what ice cream flavor do you go in and choose every time?
Oh, Baskin Robbins, probably cookie dough. It's always cookie dough.
I'm a mint chocolate chip girl, and the thing is, and I still love it, but when you find out that Jeffrey Dahmer's favorite ice cream, you know, serial cannibalist, mint chocolate chip ice cream. So it's like taking a little bit away from me because I can't truly enjoy it anymore because I'm like, I have the same favorite ice cream as a serial killer.
If you like mint chocolate chip and Jeffrey Dahmer did, maybe you would like Korean boy's ass with ranch dressing on it. Who knows?
Oh, you know, I hadn't thought of that, Frank.
Maybe.
You've just completely ruined it for me now. I'm on to the cappuccino.
No, when I go into Baskin Robbins, there's just so many choices that I freak
overwhelmed.
Out. I freak out and go strawberry, and I hate strawberry ice cream. But I always, for some reason, I yell strawberries. That's also my safe word, Maria. If we're ever together, okay.
Yeah. Whatever you're doing to him, stop.
If
in that
I say
moment.
Strawberries, that means I want out. Okay.
You also are involved in a charity as well, aren't you? The Shining Hope.
It's I'm the global ambassador for Shining Hope for Communities. I did a series for Nightly News about the state of affairs of girls and women in the world. And, you know, in Kenya, where I visited in this one slum called Kibera, you know, there are over 1 million people that live in a square footage of, you know, maybe 100,000 people should live in. And they don't educate their girls there because they don't find it to be of value because they get married young. And really, girls' purpose there are, you know, to get a dowry and marry them off.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one girl, Jessica Posner, was going to Wesleyan, and she decided to go abroad. And instead of live in the, like, regular, you know, main city of Nairobi, she decided to live in the slum to see how she could help them. And so she lived in the slum. She convinced this guy named Kennedy to move in with him and his family. And in the process, they ended up falling in love. They got a grant to build a school for girls in Kibera. It's the only school for girls. I went there and did a story, and it was...
Is it life-changing, Maria? I mean, when people say, you know, when you go to Africa, you come back a completely changed person.
Yeah, because we don't see these things. I mean, you know, obviously we have our problems too, and I know they're very bad because I do a lot of work here as well. But, you know, it's a totally different thing when you go to another country, like in Kenya, and girls are crying to you, begging you, I want to go to school. I just want to go to school. And here we take it for granted.
Right. I don't want to go to school, Mom. I don't want to go to school.
You know what else they need over there?
What?
A Dunkin' Donuts.
Look at that.
Can
you imagine how big that place would be?
Or a Baskin Robbins, which is where Maria's going to be, because Ruben's on the phone going, oh my God, I love Maria Menounos. When's she going to be a Baskin Robbins?
Yeah, when are you going to be a Baskin Robbins today?
I'm going to be there, I believe, at 4:30.
4:30 at the Burbank Baskin Robbins, everybody.
Yeah, it's on South Victory. It's like 1201 South Victory.
There you go, Frank. Why don't you stop and go see Maria and get something other than
strawberries? No, because then I'll yell strawberries, and then she'll think I went out. And no,
I'll be serving coffee. It's going to be great.
Look at that. Go see Maria Menounos.
You have the best laugh, Maria.
Heidi has the best laugh.
Aw, Maria.
You guys should have a laugh.
She's got a pretty great laugh.
That is awesome.
We should have a laugh off.
Well, next time...
You come in next
time.
Yeah,
we get you on the show.
I'll protect you.
You sit here with us, hang out with us for an hour or so, and we'll see if we can't get the laugh off going, okay?
All right, sounds good to me.
Thanks Maria for doing Menounos. What you do, Maria.
Thank you so much. Come back anytime.
Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate it. And hopefully anybody who's listening that wants to donate can go to the Kibera School for Girls website and make a donation. It's really, really a great, great cause.
What's that web address? Real quick, easy one.
KiberaSchoolForGirls.com.
There you go. It's
there you
go.
K-I-B.
Right. Yeah, K-I-B-E-R-A. Kibera.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You guys. Have a great day, everybody.
You too.
See you, Maria.
Yeah, I think I fell in love with her when she lost a bet and she wore that bikini on Extra.
Looked amazing.
I can't remember what the bet was even for, but she was in that, like, a white bikini bottoms. I remember this. And I think it was a red top, like more of like a patriotic theme.
It may have been around July 4th.
Yeah, and she had like UGG boots, and it was cold outside. I think that's when I fell in love with her.
She looked fantastic. That bet would have so gone differently had it been me.
No,
I'd have been like, guess who's welching? Okay, because this isn't happening.
Guess who wouldn't even have taken that bet? You know what? I'll show up in a bikini to work. I'm like, you got something else? Yeah, can we? Yeah.
Yeah. No one's looking for that.
Strawberries. Yeah. Strawberries.